Chapter 42. It was Wednesday night. Jesse sat with Suit in Suit's truck outside Seth Ralston's condo. "So if you want him to know you're watching him," Suit said, "how come we don't use a cruiser?"
"I figure it this way," Jesse said. "We have two chances. He spots you and it inhibits him and squeezes him a little more. He doesn't spot you and you may be able to catch him in the act."
"Of what?" Suit said. "Peeping? I thought he'd moved on to his day job."
"We don't know that he's not night and day," Jesse said.
"Hell," Suit said. "We don't even know it's him. All we got is that his wife works Wednesday nights."
"And he's in a swingers group," Jesse said. "And he likes to watch."
"Hell," Suit said. "Just for the sake of discussion, wouldn't that be true of any member of a swingers group?
That they like to watch?" Jesse said. "I don't know."
"Well," Suit said, "it sure don't mean that you like to keep things private."
"True," Jesse said. "It doesn't have to be Seth."
"On the other hand," Suit said, "who else we got?"
Jesse smiled and nodded slowly. "There you have the essence of police work," he said.
"And there he is," Suit said.
Seth Ralston came out of the front door of his condo unit. He was wearing black pants and a white t-shirt. He had a Yankees cap on his head and a dark windbreaker tied around his waist.
"Making a foray?" Suit said.
"Dressed for it," Jesse said. "Put on the jacket, zip it up, and you're all in black." Ralston walked to the sidewalk and looked back at the truck. He paused. Then he turned and walked toward downtown.
"Drive or walk?" Suit said.
"One of each," Jesse said. Jesse got out of the car and walked in the same direction as Ralston, on the other side of the street. Suit put the truck in gear and drove past Ralston. Ralston would probably make them, Jesse knew, if he hadn't already. It was nearly impossible to tail somebody in a town the size of Paradise, with so little foot traffic. Still, it would crank up the pressure, maybe, and it was something to do. Ralston walked slowly along Front Street with the harbor on his right. He passed Suit's truck, parked at a hydrant. He glanced at it, but kept going. Jesse drifted along behind him. At the town wharf, Ralston turned and went into the Gray Gull. Suit pulled into the parking lot on the wharf and sat in his truck. Jesse went on into the Gray Gull and spotted Ralston at the bar. Jesse went to the other end of the bar and ordered a beer. He drank it slowly while Ralston had a martini, paid, stood, and went out. Jesse left a bill on the bar and went out after him. With Jesse watching him and Suit circling slowly in the truck, Ralston walked back to his condo and went inside. Suit parked across the street. Jesse went over and got in the truck.
"Is police work exciting?" Suit said, "or what?"
"I think he was going out to peep," Jesse said, "and spotted us and changed his plan."
"Or maybe he just wanted a drink," Suit said. "Who do you know goes out at 9 o'clock at night, walks to a bar, has one martini, and walks home?"
"Most people I know drink beer," Suit said. "But you got a point. It is like he was going out for another reason and changed his mind when he saw us."
"That's my theory," Jesse said.
"Kinda thin," Suit said.
"Kinda," Jesse said.